أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم. والكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين رحمة من ربك إنه هو السميع العليم. صدق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي علمنا أن نحمد، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق سيدنا محمد. Respected brothers, young and elders, inshallah continuing the talk about the blessed night of Laylatul Qadr, and these are the ayat that we just recited from Surah Al-Dukhan. So Laylatul Qadr is mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr, and it is mentioned also in Surah Al-Dukhan, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as Laylatul Mubarakah, a blessed night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says that in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees the matters as we said before, and the Mufassirun say that this belongs to the entire year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to every angel, the angel of sustenance, Mika'il alayhi salam, and his group of helpers from the angels, he will give them all the orders for the sustenance for every and each one in the creation that they are responsible for. Also the information is given to the angel of death, who is going to die that year. They receive the information. Every responsible angel will receive the orders on Laylatul Qadr. That's why it is highly recommended that we search for that night, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that night, and hope for a best year, inshallah. Continuing, inshallah, we have talked about the value of Laylatul Qadr. We have talked about that one of the meanings is that is confined. Qadr means confined, which brought the idea of, you know, all these angels coming down. And we also recited the hadith of Rasulullah that every four fingers, if you put your four fingers, every space in the heavens, up all the way, there is an angel in the state of ruku' or the state of sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now imagine all these angels coming down on that blessed night, celebrating the revelation of the Quran. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay. I have keys here. Somebody lost their keys. We have them, inshallah. So imagine all these angels coming down on that blessed night, and obviously the earth will become a confined space. All these angels coming down. Not only that, Jibreel alayhi salam is coming down. Jibreel alayhi salam, after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, he does not come down. So Allah gives him a permission, a special permission, to come down on that night to celebrate and re-celebrate the revelation of Allah, the wahi, that he used to come down to bring the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his prophets. So imagine the celebration and the scene of the angels coming down. It is a unique opportunity for all of us, you know, to live that night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it to us. Then we are moving now to the second ayah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Now in the Quran, we have two expressions. One is وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ in the past tense, which could be translated as you never knew, but now you know. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, past tense. Can anyone give me an example from the Quran? Especially Juzu Amma. We have so many وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ. Give me an example. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ. Very good. What else? الْقَارِعَةُ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةُ الْحَاقَّةُ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَاقَّةُ. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the expression وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ in the past tense, which could be translated into what made you know or you never knew, now you know. Allah gave you the information, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to your ummah in the Quran. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the present tense, wama yudrika, the ulama say that the information is not given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the only thing or the main thing that Allah did not give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The information about? About Yawm al-Qiyamah, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ in the present tense, لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. And what makes you know, you never know, in the present tense, you never know, the hour might be soon, قَرِيبًا, soon, near. A man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me, when the hour, the last day of judgment will be. He said, you should have asked about something else, but what have you prepared for it? Subhanallah. See the beautiful answer from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the question is, what are we doing? How are we preparing ourselves for the hour? Not when is the hour. Why? Because the ulama say there are two types of hour. When a person dies, his hour has arrived. And this is the most important hour that we should be concerned about. Our death. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our time on earth is up. Subhanallah, 10 days ago, a young brother, 21 years old, from the family of my wife in Philadelphia, he went with four of his friends, total five. They went canoeing in the water. And a big wave came and flipped the boat. Four of them passed away. I'm sorry. Four of them survived. And that young brother, 21 years old, he passed away. He drowned. They found him 10 days after. 21 years old. Who could have imagined? He just went out with his friends to have fun. And it was his hour. So that sahabi came to Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me when is the hour? Rasulullah gave him the correct question. He said, no, this is not the right question. This is not the most important question. The most important question is, what have you prepared for it? So وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ in the present tense. You never know. The hour might be near, might be close. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet in Surah Al-Qadr, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ in the past tense, what does that mean? That he gave him the information to answer this question. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You never knew what Laylatul Qadr was, but now we are informing you, we are teaching you and your ummah. That's why it came in the past tense, not in the present tense. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said afterwards, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. And yesterday, we gave few numbers, right? The most important word here is the word khayr. It is better. So yes, the 1,000 is given, but Laylatul Qadr is better than that. How much better? It depends on the intention, the focus, the good deed. And here is a piece of advice from the ulama to all of us. They say, when the first night of Ramadan comes, always have hope in Allah that He, insha'Allah, will give you Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. Remember the example we give all the time. The Arab used Hatim al-Ta'i as the icon of generosity. His mother, when he passed away, told his brother, when he said, oh my mother, I will be like you, I will be to you like Hatim. She said, who is going to be like Hatim? He used not to breastfeed unless another baby breastfeeds with him. Generous from birth, Hatim al-Ta'i. He is the icon of generosity in the culture of the Arab, in the poetry of the Arab. But Rasulullah ﷺ was more generous than him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more generous than all. No one is more generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the hadith narrated by Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we say this structure, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, we call this hadith Qudsi. Hadith Qudsi is a hadith that contains the expression Allah says. The Prophet said that Allah says. It is not Quran. It has this structure and we call it Hadith Qudsi. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us in a Hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. I will be according to the expectation of my servant of me. So what should we expect from Allah? The best. But notice, think about it. The moment that the idea that Allah will give me Laylatul Qadr comes to your mind and heart, immediately your heart will soften and your actions will be focused. Yes or no? Just think about it now. Think about this hadith that Allah will be according to your expectation. And you tell yourself, inshallah, Allah will give me Laylatul Qadr. Immediately, your heart will change, will soften, will be more focused, and your deeds will become better automatically. So let us hope for it, and let us prepare our hearts and minds. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. You never knew what Laylatul Qadr is. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And remember, please, that the ulama said 1,000 months on the basis of somebody who worships Allah 24 hours straight for 1,000 months. It's not on the basis of my ibadah or your ibadah, no. Somebody who is dedicated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates someone and gives him the energy and the means. So our night is approximately 9 hours. Maghrib is about 8:30. Fajr is around 5 o'clock. Around 9 hours. I calculated Laylatul Qadr on the basis of 1 hour. So 1 hour in Laylatul Qadr is better than 9 years. 1 hour. We are talking about Laylatul Qadr. Nowadays, here in this area, the night lasts for 9 hours. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, which is over than 84 years, approximately 83 years. So divide that by 9. Every hour in Laylatul Qadr is better than 9 years. What kind of 9 years? Somebody who stands of worship 24 hours for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without getting tired or defocused. 1 hour in Laylatul Qadr is better than 9 years. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Then tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha. The angels will come down, as we said before, celebrating the night in which the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed. Jibreel alayhi salam will also be given the permission to come down with the angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels come down, Jibreel will come down, and the earth will be confined because of this huge number of angels. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. This verb tanazzal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to indicate two things, mainly in the entire Quran. When he talks about revelation, and when he talks about rain. And there is a very close relationship between life, spiritual life, the life of the heart, and purification with water. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the means, one day I will explain this to you. You will never see wudu like before. You will never look at wudu after this bayan, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the means to give it. You will never look at the wudu the same. Wudu is going to become to you as something precious, because it is. Allah linked it with spiritual life, the life of the heart. But this is another talk. So the angels will come down just like the drops of rain. So many of them. Every four fingers in heavens, there is a malak, there is an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state of ruku' and the state of sujood. Every four fingers in heavens. Can you imagine when all these angels come down? It is something amazing. And they will be led by Jibreel alayhi salam. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, by the permission of their Rabb, their Lord. And remember in Surah Maryam, Rasulullah ﷺ used to like to see Jibreel all the time. So he said, "Ya Jibreel, why don't you come and visit us often, more frequently?" So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, "وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ." We don't come down except by the permission of your Lord. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah owns everything that is in front of us and in the past, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget anything, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything and He will respond to you always in the perfect moments. The angels come down, as we said, to receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the orders for the entire year. So Mikail alayhi salam, he is in charge of the sustenance, the rizq. He is the chief of the angels, and his group also, they will receive the orders how to divide the sustenance for everyone for the entire year. The angel of death will receive the information about the death for that year, and so on for every group and chief of angels. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Salamun hiya. Peace. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Laylatul Qadr salam, it is peace, actually this translation is not accurate. The accurate translation to say that Allah has converted Laylatul Qadr in peace. That night itself became peace. So it's not like Allah puts peace in it. No, the night itself has converted, every piece of it has converted into peace. Salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that is so, hatta matla' al-fajr, until the fajr. So the entire night, from Maghrib up to the fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it peace for His servants. That's why, listen to this hadith, narrated by Imam Ibn Majah, Imam Mundhiri, Shaykh Albani also, and others, through Hadrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الشَّهْرَ قَدْ حَضَرَكُمْ وَفِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ مَنْ حُرِمَ خَيْرَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمْ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. What does the word mahroom mean? Mahroom. It means deprived. Somebody who has lost a great bargain. Now count how many times Rasulullah ﷺ mentions the word mahroom in this hadith. In this month, says Rasulullah ﷺ, there is a night better than 1,000 months. مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْخَيْرَ كُلَّهُ وَلَا يُحْرَمُ خَيْرَهَا إِلَّا مَحْرُومٌ. He repeats the word deprived 4 times. Anyone who does not get Laylatul Qadr is deprived 4 times from what? Al-khayra kulla, the entire khayr. Last point, inshaAllah. The ulama call our ummah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of the last third portion. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example that our ummah, the ummah of Muslims, is the last ummah. And he said that the Jews worked from Fajr up to Dhuhr, the Christians worked from Dhuhr up to Asr, and the Muslims worked from Asr to Maghrib. And Maghrib means when life is over, the sunset of humanity. What happens? That we are the last third portion, the last third part of the entire nations that Allah created. So notice, what number is Ramadan in the Islamic calendar? Who remembers? Ramadan, what month is it? Number? 9. So how many months in the year? 12. Number 9 is the last third portion of the year. Which day, which nights are the most special in Ramadan? The last 10 nights. And which night is most probable to be Laylatul Qadr? The night number 27. So the night number 27 is the last third portion of the last third portion of the last third portion for the last third portion of humanity. Nothing is more special. And when you think about it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down in the last third portion of the night, make your dua and ask for your wish list. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.